Welcome to the Presence Driven Life podcast. I'm Cindy Powell, your host and a fellow pilgrim on the journey to know Jesus and make him known. The world around us has grown increasingly chaotic, but in his presence is fullness of joy. Join me today as we explore what it might look like to live from the beauty and peace of his presence. Hey everyone, it's Cindy Powell, and I am finally back with a new episode of the Presence Driven Life podcast. Last fall, we took a little hiatus, and I thought it was going to be a little shorter than it ended up being, but the reality is we just haven't posted much since then. I did originally hope we'd be back with a new season a little bit before this, but I did finally land on doing a spring season and a fall season this year. So we're going to start that spring season now. I'm just going to give you a brief little intro and overview, and we'll take it from there. What it means is that for the next 8 to 10 weeks or so, we'll post consecutive new episodes from this point. And then at the end of the series, we'll take another little break, and then we'll start up sometime probably in mid to late September for our fall season. And then from that point, we'll do another 8 to 10 weeks or 12 or however the Lord happens to lead. Anyway, it is really great to be back. I took January and just set it apart as a time of quiet and a time of just seeking the Lord and refreshing and getting, you know, fresh fire and fresh vision for the year ahead. And it was glorious and awesome and wonderful, but it's time to come out of hibernation. So here I am. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to the conversations that we're going to be having over the next several weeks. Most of last year was focused on what it means to live authentically from his presence. We had some amazing conversations, and I know we will this time around as well. But what I feel prompted to focus on this time in this spring season is what I'm calling presence-driven perseverance. In other words, how do we stay connected to his presence and to his peace and to his joy? How do we stay in a place of enduring hope when everything around us seems to be shaking and changing? This is a topic that I'm really quite passionate about, because without ongoing union and communion with Christ, without staying connected to his heart, really staying connected to his presence, we can and most often will be shaken. But when we abide in him, we are secure, come what may. I love the beginning of Psalm 91. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty." That's from, I believe, the New King James Version. The Passion Translation puts it this way: "When you abide under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High." When we're hidden in his strength, when we're built on the rock, the storms come, the storms go, but we stand. Now, when I talk about perseverance, so often we get this picture of something that's incredibly difficult. Like we've got to grit our teeth, dig in our heels, and we just suffer through and soldier on. And the fact is, sometimes that is the reality of the situation. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes you just got to suck it up and discipline yourself to stand. There are times that you just have to make a choice. It's an act of your will. And sometimes those seasons last a bit longer than we would like them to. It can be discouraging, and it can frankly be exhausting. You know, let's just be real about that fact. But if you are truly built on the rock, if you are truly hiding in the shadow of the Almighty, if you are truly abiding in the vine where there is true life, those seasons will never last forever. Ultimately, the kind of perseverance I'm talking about, really that presence-driven perseverance, it's not about gritting your teeth and digging in your heels. It is about enduring peace. It's about enduring rest. It's about enduring trust. Really, it's that picture of Jesus asleep in the boat while the wind and the waves are raging. Beloved, that kind of perseverance is available to us in Christ. It's real, and we have access to it in him, but we have to lay hold of it first by faith. And to persevere in faith, we have to know the one in whom our faith rests. It's like Paul when he said, "I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have entrusted to him until that day. He is able to keep it. It's not us gritting our teeth and holding on for dear life. It's us abiding in the vine. He's able to keep it, not us, him. Our job is to stay aware of the reality of being in Christ. Again, it was Jesus himself asleep in the boat, right? And we're in Jesus, and Jesus is in us. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Galatians 2:20 says, we've been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So if Jesus can sleep through the storm, if I'm in Christ, that means I can sleep through the storm too. That truth is already mine. It's already ours in Christ. But our part is to apply it and to live it. Often we know what the word says, but do we really live it? Is that word really alive in us? Is it a living word, or is it something that we just read and we give mental assent to it? There's a big difference between agreeing with something in theory and actually walking it out in your life. And that's the rub. Is his word alive in you? Has his word been planted deeply in you in good soil? You don't have to look any further than the parable of the sower, right? It's like the word goes out, but what kind of soil is it falling in? Not every heart is prepared to receive his word deeply. If the word doesn't fall on good prepared soil, then it's very difficult for that word to bear fruit. Guys, this really speaks to the maturing process. It's really more about surrender than anything else when you get right down to it. It's about trust. It's not about, again, it's not about gritting our teeth. It's about letting go. It's about believing God. Do you believe the truth of his word? Even when you don't feel it, even if you don't see it consistently in action, faith always comes before sight. But again, in whom and in what is your faith? May I suggest to you, if it is in anything else than the person of Jesus and the revelation of him through the written word, your faith can and will be shaken. That's why, especially in these days when it seems like so many leaders are falling from grace, if you put your faith in the man up front, if you put your faith in anyone or anything other than Jesus himself, many times those things will be shaken, but the reality of who Jesus is cannot, will not ever be shaken, because he cannot be shaken. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the only one who can say that. All of that was a little longer intro than I had planned, but again, this really is, you can probably hear it in my voice, it's a subject I am so passionate about. There's just been so much shaking, not just in the world, but specifically in the body of Christ. Like I said, many of us have seen beloved leaders fall, and I'm sure at some point we'll discuss that over this coming season. Things have happened in the world and in our country that many of us wouldn't have believed if you told us. And for many of us, even in our own personal circumstances, things have been more adverse and difficult than anything we thought we would ever have to endure. It's so easy to wonder where God is in all of it. Unless, of course, you know where he is, unless you know the one in whom you believe, and you know he's right there asleep in the boat, even while the wind and the waves are raging. You know where he is because you know he is still the one who has promised to never leave you, to never forsake you, and to never fail you. And if we are faithless, he will remain faithful because he simply cannot deny himself. It's who he is. And when you develop that personal history with him, when you develop that trust in him, that's when your faith is on the rock, because it's in the rock himself. Guys, I don't believe because I never have doubts. I don't believe because I never have questions. I don't believe because I understand everything perfectly. Heaven knows. I believe because I know him. I believe because I have encountered him. I believe because he has revealed himself to me personally and come through for me in a multitude of ways over and over again. It is not the absence of doubt that keeps me believing in times of shaking. It's the presence of Jesus. It's the presence of certainties and history and testimonies that I simply cannot deny. It's the presence of my history with him. Anyway, again, I keep getting all enthusiastic about this because, like I said, this is something that is just so near and dear to my heart, because it just breaks my heart when I see people shaken because of the failures of others in the church. The church is imperfect as yet. One day she will be the beautiful, glorious bride that Jesus purchased, but we're in process. Because of that, a lot of people, when somebody in the church or the church itself lets them down, sometimes it shakes their faith. But if your faith is built on the rock, your faith is in the rock himself, in the person of Jesus, you will never be shaken. You know, these are just some of my thoughts on this very loaded topic. Why is it that some endure and others fall away despite all of us going through delays and discouragements? Could it be that those who endure are actually looking for a revelation of Jesus in the midst of the storm, more than they're looking for the storm to go away, more than they're looking for a particular answer or for a particular understanding? When we demand from him how we want him to come through, so often we've just moved ourselves away from the place where he might give us the greatest revelation of himself. I mean, that's what happened to the disciples in that boat. You know, they were all mad. Where are you? Don't you see that we're perishing? Jesus gets up, and what does he do? He rebukes the wind and he tells the waves to be calm and still. And in that moment, they got a revelation of Jesus that they would have never had it not been for that storm. Here's the deal. We don't just want to talk about the fact that some persevere and some do not. We want to focus on how those who persevere do so. We want to focus on how to stay connected to his presence despite what's going on around us. So over the next several weeks, you're going to hear from several people who have stayed the course. You're going to hear some familiar voices from last year, and then we're also going to be talking to a few new people as well. You're going to hear firsthand from them how they stay connected when everything is shaking around them. These aren't super saints. Like all of us, they have many failures, they've been through much trial and error, and they still have areas to grow and learn. Some have platforms of significant leadership and others have quieter roles, but the one thing they all have in common is they endure as seeing him who is invisible. And as we have conversations around this little table over the next several weeks, through their stories, through their words, through their testimonies, I pray that you'll catch a glimpse of him too. So Jesus, that's my desire, that we would endure as seeing him who is invisible. Jesus, you are the reward. You are the prize in every season. And God, no matter what our circumstances are, you are there with us. Whether you are there in the boat with us and it seems like you're asleep and you're quiet, or whether you're standing up and quieting the waves and the wind, God, it doesn't matter which part of the story we're in, you are there. And I pray, Jesus, that you would open our eyes to recognize you with us always. And Lord, through these next several weeks, I know, as always, the stories will go wherever the stories go, and we'll probably cover a wide variety of topics. But in each of them, God, I pray that there would be some revelation of your face, some revelation of your love, some revelation of the fact that even if we are faithless, you remain faithful. And God, that our faith would be planted more deeply in good soil, that our feet would stand firmly upon the rock, and that we would be hidden in your love. We love you, Jesus. We thank you that you are our strength in every season. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, that's it for right now. Like I said, that's just a little overview. We will get into some conversations starting next week. I hope you join us then. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. If you would also consider leaving a rating or review, it really helps other people find us. The Presence Driven Life podcast is a ministry of The Arising Global. If you would like to find out more about The Arising or would like to support this podcast, please visit thearisingglobal.com. Have a great week living out of the abundance of His presence.